KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The National Energy Regulator says KZN's public hearings on Eskom's proposed tariff hikes will be held at Durban's Greyville Racecourse next weekend. The public consultation process was meant to take place last week, but it was postponed after a last-minute venue change could not accommodate those who wanted to come out. Desmond Desal from the South Durban Community Environmental Alliance says they will be there.
People are concerned about the high electricity tariffs. They want to take people's money without consulting with them. We think NERSA, the boards, they should be changed. Time for change. We have a new government of GNU. The NERSA board should be changed as well to reflect the people of this country and reflect the political dimension that we have in this country so that we can get to the bottom of why this constant increase. Why is NERSA accommodating Eskom? There's so much of money from poor people. And are pensioners and unemployed people.
The search for a Limpopo man who drowned at a beach in Umhlanga has come to an end. Authorities have confirmed that the body of the 23-year-old was spotted and recovered at Clark's Beach in Bolito on the north coast yesterday. He went missing while swimming at the Eastmore Crescent Beach north of Durban on Monday. It's understood that the man and his brother had been on holiday in the province. Craig Lamanon speaks for the National Sea Rescue Institute.
The Tikwini Lifeguards, Kwadakuza Lifeguards, NSRI and Metro Police Search and Rescue assisted the South African Police Services and Police Canine Search and Rescue in ongoing search and recovery efforts during the week. The body of the man has been taken into the care of Government Health Forensic Pathology Services. Condolences are conveyed to family and friends of the deceased man.
And abroad, police in Moscow raided multiple bars today and arrested the director of a gay travel agency under laws criminalizing LGBTQ propaganda. The raids came on the one-year anniversary of Russia's Supreme Court outlawing the international LGBTQ movement, paving the way for arrests and prosecutions of the country's already repressed LGBTQ community. Rain predicted for most parts of KZN tomorrow afternoon. Durban, Margate, Pietermaritzburg and Underberg, a high of 24. Kokstad, 22. Richards Bay and Mooi River, 25. Ulundi, 26. Ladysmith, 32. Newcastle, 33. In Durban, we've got 1 meter high sea swells in the morning with sunrise at 13 minutes to 5. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.